Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Playful Podcast, your guide into the underground scene where we discover topics on kink and electronic music every week. Don't forget to subscribe to not miss out on our next episode.
We are so excited to be here today with DJ, model, designer, stylist, and techno producer Sita Avelan, who just released her first EP under alias Sita. In this conversation, we speak about her teenage years evolving her creative journey, what her production journey looks like, her musical inspirations, and so much more. Let's get it. I am Amanda, and this is Playful Podcast. We are partnering up with online secondhand shop Selfie, and here I am wearing some looks I got from them. Not only is it secondhand, but it's so much cheaper too. We cannot continue buying new clothes and only wear them for a couple of times. I enjoy new outfits, but I don't enjoy the whole overconsumption Black Friday stress. Anyway, I chose these outfits from Selfie, and suddenly I have all four leather skirts, as you can see. Do me a favor and download the app Selfie and have a look for yourself. Don't miss out on the last chance section that they have there, where you find clothes for as little as 3 euros. Get 15% discount with the code PLAYFUL15. Sita, I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you.
Welcome to Playful Podcast.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm a bit tired.
Yeah.
That good?
You were in RSO yesterday.
Yeah.
It was
so much fun.
Too much fun.
So much fun, yeah.
I love that. If you would describe yourself using 3 words, what would they be?
I don't know, because I don't know how to describe myself in 3 words, but maybe would be crazy, fun, and no sé, maybe special.
Crazy, fun, and special.
Yeah.
Love that. But how were you also like this as a teenager, you would say?
Yeah, as a teenager, I was even more crazy. Maybe more fun too. I will have more fun and special. I think I've been always, I must say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But yeah, I heard somewhere that you said you felt a little bit like excluded sometimes when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
Was it always like easy for you to stay true to yourself, even though you felt you couldn't fit in really?
Yeah, well, when I was a teenager, I'm from like a small city in the south of Spain.
Mm.
So like people like would look at me like, oh my God, this is like a crazy, well, weird girl, like, and people like would judge me a lot for the way I looked.
Yeah.
So when I was a teenager, I suffered a lot from this because I would feel like everybody was making me feel that I was different.
Mm.
And at that time, maybe I didn't understand that being different is like, for me, was maybe not not to say that it was not cool, but maybe like I was just feeling like excluded from everybody. So then I understood that obviously being different is the best thing.
Yeah. Was it because of the way you dress?
Sí, especially because of the way I dress.
Yeah. What inspired you? Was it like music or?
Well, at that time, I was very inspired aesthetically by Marilyn Manson.
Oh, my God, amazing. Yeah,
I love Marilyn. And I must say that when I was a kid, maybe I had the TV on and with MTV, and I would see his videos. And I would get very scared about him, you know, when I was very, very young. And then at a certain point, like, it turned the other way, and then like I will find like inspiration from all these things that really scared me when I was like younger, you know, and like especially also from like horror movies and all these. When I was like a kid, I couldn't, well, as every kid in the world, like you cannot watch like all those kind of movies, and
I still can't.
And then but I'm a big fan of horror movies.
Yeah,
yeah, I like, and also like serious. No sé, I like, no sé.
But also is that also part of why you found you, because you were into like Tumblr and these platforms.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you find your social community then online and feel more accepted?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it was, yeah, especially with Tumblr. That's when I started. And I started to take photos of myself and all this before like Instagram. And like people like in Murcia, they will tell me, well, that's where I'm from. And they will tell me like, why are you taking photos of yourself? I'm like,
why not?
And then, you know, years after, later, everybody was taking photos of themselves and selfies and all this. So, at that time I found a lot of inspiration from Tumblr, and it was like a way of escape from like the real world.
You know?
And I found like a lot of artists and all this. And I didn't realize how big my fan base was on Tumblr until I moved out from Murcia, and I started to meet people, because from Murcia I went to Milan, and I started to meet people there that they tell me, oh, I follow you on Tumblr. I found like a lot of people there. I'm like, I didn't even realize, you know, because I was not paying attention at all to all these things.
Yeah.
And I was just like using it as like just like like my diary, where I would post photos of myself and like photos of things I like and all this.
So before your time, I love that.
Yeah.
But only because of passion and But what music did you listen to more than Marilyn Manson or like?
I like a lot when, as you know, I love Miss Kitty.
Yeah.
That's like my biggest inspiration and muse.
But even back then you did.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, yes. Yeah. I love Miss Kitty and the Hacker. The first time I listened to Frank Sinatra, and then I started listening to the rest of the album.
Still good.
Yes.
It's not overplayed.
Yeah, I fell in love with her, and because of the music and because everything that she represented also back at the time, and you know, that she's also like a raver, you know, so I don't know. And also I like bands like Chicks on Speed. Also Peaches. No sé, I found like a lot of inspiration on the electro class side. Also, I was listening to a lot of like dark wave, industrial music. No sé, a lot of different things, I must say. And then,
And then, so you were even into electronic music back then.
Mm-hmm.
But did you, because it feels like you've been so brave and didn't have any limits, like you just go.
Yeah.
Is that something you think you got through your parents or like the believing in yourself? And
no, actually, well, my family, my mom always support me, but my family in general is I mean, it's people that went to the uni. They are lawyers. They don't have like an artist side, I must say. Mm. Family realized really that I was not like a. I don't want to say that I was not a normal girl because I'm a normal girl, but maybe in the way that I wanted to direction my life, maybe I'm not the normal in the normal path, you know, of everybody else. So. Yeah, they understood once I moved to Milan and because I did a student exchange and then I stayed there, yeah, with the university, and then I stayed there. And then I started moving myself. I was also modeling back at the time also, and at that time also I started playing because I started playing when
exactly.
I was 18.
I was just gonna go,
when
yeah.
I was 18. But I started playing in Murcia, in a very small bar, and I remember I was playing with a friend of mine, and...
What music did you play then?
House.
House, yeah?
Yeah. I love acid house. Yes. Still, I love acid house. Pero house, at a certain point, when I started discovering more techno and all that, because I used to go out to a very good club near, well, it's like in between Murcia and Alicante, it's called Metro Dance, I don't know if you know. And I start finding like DJs from Berlin and all that, and I start to see like people that I like. And then at that time also I start traveling to Madrid, and I used to go out a lot to Stardust, which is a techno club. And yeah, and I start to see, maybe I like more techno than you know, than house also. I love house music.
And when was this? Like, what year are we now?
I was like 17, 16, 17, 18.
Then you got more into techno.
Yeah, when I was like 17, well, with 18, that's when I started playing. And I started playing house, but I already was listening. From my 17 or something like that, I was listening to more like techno music. And I was like, just like finding my way on, like how will I enjoy myself more playing, you know? Mm. And I discovered, well, myself, I don't know, maybe others thinking another way, that with house music for me is like more like a social music, you know? It's like when you go somewhere and they're playing house, people are more interacting with the other people.
Yeah.
Which I love,
yeah.
Also, but and it's like more, I don't know, it's like more like a funny, for me, eh?
Yeah.
So maybe other people think another way. More like funny, I connect with other people, blah, 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 which is fun for me. Pero then I understood, like, what techno makes me feel, you know? And I love how, because I'm a person that I am very on my... Sometimes I'm very close and I'm very on my bubble, and I enjoy that. And I enjoy how techno made me feel, you know, when I would listen to it, and how, like, when I play it, it's really like, sorry, my brain is fried right now, but I want to say that basically this feeling of like closing off yourself into a bubble. Mm. I love to I love people to
it's like a meditation almost.
See, I like you people go, to feel like that, you know. Mm. And I love people that so come important. And listen to the music and are just listening to the music. Mm. And are with themselves listening to the music, you know. No sé.
Yeah,
I think that's like, no, say something great. No.
Yeah, no, for sure. But yeah, so what are some other, like, techno more so musical inspirations that you have?
Right now?
Mm.
No sé.
I know you did collaboration.
No tengo, sí, bueno, I love a lot of DJs, obviously. Mm. I love a lot of DJs. I love Hector, obviously. You're gonna ask me about Hector, no?
That's later. But I mean, sí. First, so yeah.
I love Nina, obviously. No sé. I think there are a lot of women these past years. Thanks God that we have like now where women are getting more power into the techno scene, mm-hmm. because till back on the years, like not a long time ago, it was not like that. And that's why also I'm making a party in which women are like, we are trying to have like all the headliners as women, because Autopia is called. And basically, because I didn't feel like, when I see like all these festivals and like, and all the festivals are all male DJs.
Mm.
And I remember when I start playing, how some men would be like, oh, you're a woman, like you don't play well, you know? Musical inspirations right now at the moment. I have to think about this because I don't have really like inspirations of music right now. I might say that all my inspiration comes more from the past.
Mm.
But right now, obviously, I love DJs like Nina, Ota. There is a girl, Miss Bashful.
Yeah.
I love her.
She was also here.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I love her so much.
Yeah, she's
I love her.
Too.
No sé, Chippy. No sé, I could tell you like a lot of girls that I like how they DJ. But of course, for me, it's more girls than men, must say, also because of what they represent and all that.
Mm.
And yeah, no sé.
What was it for you then when you started producing yourself?
I felt like I needed to give something else of myself and into the music world. When I was playing, I wanted to create my own sound, and I feel like it's been a journey since all these years that I have been playing to really find my sound, because I think as every artist, I have been in constant evolution, you know. And for some years, I felt the necessity of creating something that is mine and has my name and my soul into it. So, no sé, I really enjoy the fact of creating my own music and being able to play that, you know.
I heard that it's obviously a lot of work behind it. So how does the creative process look like? Like when do you get inspiration? And like, is that like something you have to be like scheduled, or is it something that comes to you when you're out walking the dog, or like in a club, or something else?
The inspiration is something that I cannot force.
Yeah.
But it's true that if you leave yourself to the point that you don't do anything, you are not going to get the inspiration either. So you need to do stuff that you like, maybe, to get the inspiration. I get the inspiration from everything I do or I see or I listen in my day-to-day, you know. It's not... I cannot say that I get the inspiration from something in concrete, but of everything. Maybe, like, I feel my watch. Maybe I see somebody on the street that I like something. Maybe I hear a sound, even... even if it's the construction, and then you hear like the sound of a hammer, maybe or a song that I like, or no sé, from everything basically. Mm-hmm. But it's true, as I said, that as an artist, I think it's very important to have a kind of discipline, you know, otherwise. It's not possible.
It feels like you have a lot of discipline.
Well, I try.
Yeah? Was it always... What's the drive behind? Like, what makes you go and, like, fight to move forward?
Well, I think my dreams.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are they?
Well, now my dream is to continue... to continue to be able to work on my passions, you know, and to be able to live from that, you know. I think that's the best thing because right now I'm I'm living the life that I dream of when I was a teenager, you know, so.
Next goal, yeah. next step, yeah, it always evolves.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but do you enjoy more so being alone in the studio or collaborating with others?
Well, it depends. I love creating my thing also, you know. Mm. But to collaborate with others also give you a lot of possibilities in the way that you can learn a lot of things. Also, you can get inspired by the other person. No sé, I think to collaborate, it's also very fun.
Yeah.
You gotta meet also the other person more, no sé. You get more inspired, no sé.
Mm.
Something like that. But also, I love to work by myself.
Yeah. So now you released your first EP.
Yeah.
On Hector Oak's label, yeah. Chaos.
Yeah.
What did that look like? Like from the contact you established, or like from the even start of making the album to the final product?
So basically, I love Hector works. Hector works. Sorry. Well, I play his music, obviously, and I don't know how we get in contact. I think it was 1 year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and we started speaking, and we are both Spanish, so I think that's also like a big connection. So basically, how did we meet? Well, we started speaking, and then at some point, he told me that he wanted to collaborate with me and he wanted to include me on his album, the one that he released, it, I think, before the summer. And basically, I was down to do it, obviously. And then, well, I also told him that I was working on my first IP, which like I've been working on for 2 years, and I told him like I would love to do something together and all that, and then we came to the idea to release it on his label, and I was obviously very honored and thankful for that, you know, because I think it's a very good label, and yeah, that's.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
How it happened, basically.
Did he have a lot of inputs on the music? Like, were there feedback rounds from him also then? Or how does that work?
No, I sent him, like, the music I was working on. He gave me, like, some tips, I remember, on one of the songs. But the rest of them, he loved them. He said, when I sent him the IP, when it was finished, he said it's very freaky. We say
freaky.
That's
a word. Freaky.
Freaky.
Yeah.
That's how we say it in
Love
Spanish.
That. That's very good.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, I was happy about that. No sé.
How did you? Because I love your lyrics. They feel
Thank
so
you.
Effortless. Yet, like, I also think maybe there's some, you know, the playfulness from Acid House. You know, the whole positive energy that you integrated in it. How did they come to you?
The lyrics?
Yeah.
No sé. I'm in the studio and then I start to write. I think about situations of my life. Usually, I don't know, maybe I'm too simple when I write lyrics, but usually I think about me being in the club or a girl, and it's not even me sometimes, maybe I'm writing a storytelling of a girl that sees a boy that he likes and then there are drugs. I made, ¿cómo se dice? Metáforas. Metaphors?
Metaphors, yeah.
Metaphors, you know. I make metaphors about love and drugs and all these things. I mean, it sounds like, it's going to sound like very common for everybody. Pero, no sé, I write or maybe even about situations of my life that I had with this song of 333. I spoke about the frustration of not being able to do something that I want to do. And literally, I have felt many times in this way in my life when I was not able to achieve what I wanted. Mm. You know? And then, yeah.
That's actually really interesting, though. Like, when did you feel that you had that frustration, or like, what situations?
Oof, many times. Yeah. Many times, it took me, I still have a long journey, but all these years I have been building, no sé, maybe in my career, because also I do many things at the same time, so yeah. It's not that I focus only in music since I was 18, no. It's like I work also in fashion. And I do many things. Mm. I have my jewelry brand. I do creative direction. And when you do so many things at the same time, some people say that I shouldn't do many things if I want a success in one.
I heard this too.
But yeah. I think...
You need to focus. But also, that's like judging that all the brains are the same.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I don't think it's like that. Obviously, it's going to take you more, like a longer time.
If you not do for anything. You, though.
No, I still have a very long journey. But I think, like, right now, everything I do is very well connected, and one thing inspires the other. And I cannot, I'm a big passionate also. Apart from the music, I'm a big passionate of fashion. And I cannot say, okay, you know what? I'm going to focus on the music and I'm going to leave the fashion behind, because that's not me.
They can also feed each other, yeah. Right? Like sometimes if you only do music, you need also something completely different to relax that part of your brain.
Yeah, and also I think like, any artist should put limits to their creativity, you know, and you know that's the way I am. So,
what do you think is like the, maybe it's no secret, but what do you think is like the hidden, let's use the gem behind your success, or like what is your biggest asset to your success, would you say?
That I am true to myself.
Ah, yeah, and you've always been.
Yeah.
How come? Like, you were never confused about what other people liked and what you liked. It's like something that I think a lot of people are frustrated, or like, you know, it affects a lot of people, the outer world.
Because I don't think about what other people like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably if I would be like that, I would have more success now on my age. If I would do what people... Probably, and this will maybe last my career maybe for some more years, but I will have more success now, but not for many years more, you know, because then, no sé.
Yeah.
You will realize that that's not me, and, pero I think the fact that I am true to myself, for sure, it's more positive than negative, but maybe the negative thing is that I'm not pleasing everybody, so that means that, as I said, I don't have maybe like maybe more people would like me you know.
Yeah.
If I will be like more like, oh, I'm gonna do this here because people like more this year. Oh, I'm gonna be like this because, you know. So
yeah,
I'm not like
that. Or maybe no one would like you then, because then you're not satisfying anyone.
Yeah.
In the end, I don't know. Like, who knows? But do you think, I feel also that you're very loved, no? Like, people really like you. But
yeah.
Who am I to say?
But you no, feel... say who said that.
I don't know, it's something I feel in my heart. But
see, maybe, I mean, I'm a very real person. If I don't like somebody, I'm not going to fake it.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I am not, no sé. So if I don't like you, I'm not going to make you think that I don't like you because I'm well-educated, you know? So it's in that way, not I'm not... So I soy una señora, which is in Spanish. I don't know how to say in English.
Como, you're not going to make anyone feel bad,
soy una,
I guess.
Una lady. No, I'm not going to make... I mean, unless you fuck with me, then you're going to feel very bad about it. When you see me, but yeah, but no sé, I'm very real and authentic, and I don't fake things, you know.
Yeah, I think that's, no, also that's saving you energy to put on things.
Exactly.
That, yeah,
exactly.
So that's a life hack right there.
We have now come to the part of the podcast where if you are or want to become a Patreon, you'll get to listen to the extra material where Sita talks to us about inspiration, how she gains it and her daily routines, as well as what she would tell her younger self if she could go back in time. You don't want to miss this. Go to patreon.com/playfulmagazine.
You always feel motivated to do the work, or do you ever feel like, shit, I'm tired? Like,
well... See, many times I feel tired, but, you know, this thing is not a miracle. To achieve what I want, I need to work hard on it, and if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. And now I have another big reason to keep fighting for it, because I just had 2 kids, and yeah.
Yeah. Are you spiritual in any way?
Very spiritual.
Yeah?
Very, yeah. Yeah, didn't you see the meaning of 333?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I saw you... Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. And that... So numerology, that's what you say, right?
Yeah.
So 3, is that your favorite number?
No, it's 7.
7. Yeah. That's something with creativity, right? 7 is like... Isn't it like creative... collaborations or something like this.
See?
7?
No, maybe.
I don't know. I think every time I Google it, I hear different things, depending on the platform. So I don't know. Maybe there's like one special book that has the real...
Yeah. I mean, 333 means kind of you're on the right path.
Mm.
So it's true that when I finished the song, I realized actually it was 333. 3 minutes, 33 seconds.
What? Without knowing?
Yeah, without knowing.
That's crazy.
And basically, the song speaks about something else. Basically, it's speaking about something bad, like a frustration, as I said before, or about something you are not able to achieve. And, you know, this feeling is not a good thing.
Mm.
And you're feeling lost. And then when I finish the song... it says you are on the right path.
But also giving that out to people that it's like...
Yeah. That's what I wanted to also communicate. And that's why I call it 333. Mm. But then when I explain the meaning of the song, and also if you read the lyrics, you understand that, you know, I'm trying to tell to people out there to keep fighting, you know, for what they believe.
I love that. Thank you so much, Sita. This was lovely. I have a little game for us. It's not a big game, but I always do this.
It's either this or it's that. This is this or that.
Night walks by yourself or morning meditation?
Night walks for sure.
Night walks. Yeah. Do you do it?
Sometimes. I live in... I actually live in the mountains, so sometimes I have to walk the dog around and all that, and I love to walk also in the night.
Yeah, you prefer to go alone than with
hubby? No, I prefer to go with lady, with my husband.
Yeah. So. Okay. Introvert or extrovert?
Depending on the situation.
Yeah.
So I must say that maybe I'm not very extrovert sometimes. I'm kind of introvert, I must say. But maybe some people of the room will say I'm not.
Quiet.
When you know me, I'm very extrovert. When you don't know me, I'm very introvert. So.
All right. Yeah, but you need a lot of time to be just by yourself. And like, is that a way for you to collect energy?
I think it's a question of if I like your energy, yes. If I don't like your energy, I will be very introvert. But if I don't know you, I will be introvert too. But once I know you, if I like your energy, I will be more extrovert than introvert.
Yeah, I think I'm the same, actually. It's even something I can, like... I hear Philip sometimes trying to push me to be extroverted.
Yeah.
I cannot. Like, if I don't feel it, I can even feel like, Amanda, you're being rude. It's like, I'm really trying
my
best.
What sign are you?
Sagittarius.
Okay.
And you?
Aries.
Aries, okay. Are they similar in this? It's fiery too, or no?
It's fiery.
Yeah, yeah, so I think that's it.
So your birthday is now?
Yeah, 30 November it was. Yeah, just in the middle. Thank you, love. Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Sweet?
I'm a sweet person.
Yeah?
Yeah. Chocolate. I love candy.
Candy?
I love candy. I love chocolate pastries.
Oh, I love that. With a little salt, it's perfect, though.
No.
No, no. Alrighty.
So, no.
Strict door policy or open for all?
A strict what?
Strict door policy, you know, like a selector who chooses who can come into the club, or like no door policy at all.
No,
just
strict.
Everyone. Strict.
Strict. I don't want problems inside.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more to avoid problems than to be like, it's more like you need to protect the people inside, and obviously if you see somebody that is like making bad comments or arriving with an aggressive behavior or something like that, you cannot allow them in.
Yeah. Is there a lot of... No, that was a bad question. No, Amanda. Use your brain. No, kidding. Cigarettes or weed?
I love weed.
Yeah.
I love weed, but I must say that I'm a cigarette smoker, unfortunately. And I've been since I was 15. And I've been a weed smoker since I was 15. But I'm more addicted to tobacco than weed.
Yeah.
Because since I was a mom, I don't need weed, but I need tobacco.
Yeah, so
I still need cigarettes, yeah.
Do you think you feel more peaceful then, or what is it that
not
you
say it's addiction.
No, but I mean for not needing weed.
No, I'm not more peaceful, but it's true that maybe because I stopped smoking for almost 2 years, because I had two babies, one last year and then one this year, so it was continuously. Then I have a smoke afterwards, and I don't feel it the same. And I used to smoke a lot, but now I don't feel like the same, because before I would smoke all day and now I cannot smoke all day. And now I smoke like maybe I smoke like twice per week or something, like maybe during the weekend or something like that. And I'm more like a mom.
All right. What's the name? You know, like, shit shows, I was going to
say. Shit shows?
No, you know, like, crap TV or documentaries?
Crap TV? What is that?
That's like trash TV. Like,
oh no, documentaries.
Documentaries, yeah. Yeah. You like to learn things.
Yeah, and I play also for my biggest kid. I play the ones of animals and all that. I don't like him watch TV, so we only let him watch TV during the weekend.
Oh yeah.
Because maybe he wants to see his two favorite films. That's all he watches now. And then some documentary or something like that. But not trash TV. We don't watch TV at home, only for Netflix or something like that, you know. Or Amazon Prime or, yeah. If we want to watch some series, some documentary or film or something like that. But not trash TV.
No. All right. Beer or whatever comes.
Oh, no beer at all. I hate beer.
You hate beer?
Yeah. Better champagne.
Champagne.
Champagne or white wine?
Yeah.
I love white wine.
Even in the winter?
Yes.
Yeah.
And even with meat.
Yeah. All right.
Some people will tell us it's crazy, but I don't like dark wine.
You don't
red
like,
wine, no?
And rosé?
Rosé, sí.
It's fine.
Sí.
Okay.
And prosecco and all that, pero no. Beer, no.
Yeah. Lose sleep or skip a meal?
Lose meal or skip a meal?
No, lose sleep. Like, would you rather lose sleep? No sleep at all?
Skip a meal.
Or skip a meal. Okay, yeah, sleep, you need it.
Yes, even if I haven't slept all this week, but yes.
How many hours do you need?
At least. Well, I must say that if I sleep little, I prefer to sleep less than 4 hours. But if I can sleep, because then if not, I'm tired. So if I sleep 5 hours, then I'm fucked.
That's true.
Or 6 hours, I'm fucked.
For me too.
So either I sleep 4 hours or either I sleep, usually sleep like 7, 8 hours, no more than that. 8 hours, something like that. Yeah, that's a good thing. 7, 8.
7, 8?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not so much.
No. No, I don't sleep a lot.
No.
And now they're going to say, and she doesn't eat anything. Yeah.
Well,
I eat when I can. Yes.
Teaching others or being taught?
Being taught.
Yeah, always evolving.
Yeah.
Right. Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
Yeah, because you're so
Twitter
visual.
Is full of haters. I mean, I must say that now, lately, I'm spending a lot of time on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like the news for me. I don't read the news, but I see Twitter. And Instagram, nowadays, is very boring. I've been an Instagram girl forever, and because I like to see images and all that. And I find a lot of inspiration also from that, from young designers and all that. But I think I still prefer more Instagram than Twitter. Twitter is full of haters.
Yeah. Now Instagram started Twitter. Something that is called Threads.
Ah, yeah, I saw.
Yeah.
But what is it?
It's supposed to be like Twitter. So, like, text. More.
It's I'm not a good person writing things. I'm a very bad communicative person.
Really? But you're good with the lyrics.
Bueno, it takes me time, pero but I must say that I prefer to communicate with an image. Maybe some people now are going to say, oh, she's so stupid. But I prefer to communicate with an image. It's more strong for me and more helpful. And probably this is why I express myself also with clothes, with music and all that, because I am not good with words.
But it's, okay.
I don't know, it's weird. No sé.
Well, it works for you very well. Thank you so much, Sita. It was so lovely to have you here. Get to know you. Oh, God, I should have gone. Boom. Welcome. Little Christmas gift for ya. All right.
This was it for Playful Podcast this week, but please follow, subscribe and listen to our next episode. And if you want to have a say about future artists or even ask your own question to one of our guests, follow us on Instagram and make sure to add your question when we lift our coming guests. Thank you so much for joining and see you next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.